This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now, covers the Buckeyes TV out there in Columbus, Ohio. Joining us is Matt McCoy. What's going on, Matt?
How are you guys doing?
Doing well, my friend, doing well. Matt, I'm looking at, I was about to criticize Ohio State Buckeyes non-conference schedule. I noticed that's the same, kind of the same pattern they did last year. This year, everything's at home. They have Oklahoma, and then they have Army and UNLV before getting back to Rutgers. What are your thoughts on the Ohio State Buckeyes this upcoming season?
Well, they have high expectations, which is, you know, kind of status quo at Ohio State, because they always have them. But I think, you know, yesterday was the first day of Big Ten media days, and just talking to Coach Meyer, he's pretty high on this team because a year ago he believed in them, but they had a lot of youth. In fact, the youngest team in all of college football. They played 29 freshmen during games early in the season. Well, now they're a lot more experienced. And they have a lot of fifth-year senior-type guys, the JT Barretts, Billy Price, who is All-American offensive lineman, is going to move to center this year. Tyquan Lewis, the reigning Big Ten defensive lineman of the year, is a fifth-year senior. Chris Worley, a three-year starter linebacker. So this year is a team that still has youth, up-and-coming youth, but they have some experience, and they also have a lot of top end veteran talent that I think Coach Meyer likes that mix as he heads into camp on Thursday.
Matt McCoy from WTVN joins us on the Norris and Long Show.
What do you think about Jim Harbaugh coming to Michigan? Has this been good for Big Ten football and particularly the Ohio State Michigan rivalry?
I think it's been great, to be honest with you. You know, a lot of Ohio State fans detest him, but I think that that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, puts a spark in the rivalry, which already is a great rivalry. But you could see these guys going at it for years and years to come. And last year's game was, you know, a classic that went two overtimes, and you had Harbaugh getting upset afterwards and talking about the officiating in the game. He didn't like some of the calls or non-calls. And I think that stuff's great. I do know that both coaches have a lot of respect for each other. I don't want to say they're friendly with each other by any means, but they have a lot of respect for each other, and I think it's been great for the rivalry. And most importantly, more than anything, is that Jim Harbaugh has made Michigan better. They're more significant, and from not only the rivalry standpoint, but really from the Big Ten standpoint, when Michigan's good, I think that's good for the league, and Michigan has been getting good and will continue to be good under Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, here with Matt McCoy covering Ohio State Buckeyes football. One of the things that Maryland fans, I'm sure they're very curious about, Matt, we had a quarterback that verbally committed to Maryland, or we thought he was coming to Maryland. I forget how exactly how it goes with Dwayne Haskins.
Yep.
He goes to Ohio State and says later on that he was always an Ohio State fan. How is he doing in that program?
He's doing very well. He had a very good spring. He and Joe Burrow, who's been in the program a year longer than Dwayne Haskins, Joe Burrow was a redshirt freshman last year. He's a sophomore this year. Are battling to be the number two guy behind JT Barrett. And obviously, a year from now, that's going to be a battle for the starting quarterback position. So he's done very well. A lot of people say the ball out of his hands is as good as anyone on the roster right now, including JT Barrett, including, you know, Joe Burrow. They have another highly touted recruit that is a true freshman this year, Tate Martell, who was the Gatorade National Player of the Year. He is a quarterback, too. They've got a commitment from a kid in Georgia who's the number one rated in the 2018 class, a dual threat quarterback, and Emory Jones. So they've got it's a crowded quarterback room with a lot of talented guys. But Haskins right now, if you ask me right now who I had to guess a year from now is going to be the starting quarterback, I would say is probably going to be Dwayne Haskins.
Mm-hmm. Now, last year, I mean, obviously Maryland, the Big Ten, was a close one last year. I think we lost 62-3.
Yeah.
So that was so aside from our own Terrapins, who are the teams to beat now in the Big Ten? Is it the same as any, Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State again this year?
Yeah, I think so. That Eastern Division that Maryland is in, unfortunately, for DJ Durkin trying to build the program, he's in a very difficult division because you've got Michigan State at a down year last year, but yeah. We know that they've been very good. Michigan is back, and Penn State, I mean, what a year they had last year. So, yes, it's the usual suspects in that Eastern Division. I mean, Coach Meyer said it yesterday at the media days that he's, coached in the SEC and coached at Florida when the SEC was at its peak. But he said this Eastern Division of the Big Ten is every bit as good as the divisions were when he was at the Florida and the SEC was really killing it at that time. So, in the Western Division, again, I think you got to look at Wisconsin again. Yep. As probably the favorite over there. But that Eastern Division is going to be a war, and that Penn State game that Ohio State plays in October is going to be one of the key games, I think, in determining who comes out of the Eastern side.
I'm glad you said that. Before we let you go, Matt McCoy, covering Ohio State Buckeyes football, who is the toughest matchup in your opinion for Ohio State? They're home versus Penn State. They're on the road on November the 25th at Ann Arbor, Michigan. What is the tougher matchup in your opinion?
Yeah, that's the boy. That flip a coin. I would say on paper right now, the Penn State game is simply because they were the conference champion last year and have most of their guys back, including Saquon Barkley at running back, who's terrific. So on paper, I would say that. But, going to Ann Arbor is not easy. Michigan lost a lot of guys. They had 14 guys drafted in the NFL, but they are a program that is recruiting at a very high level. So it's not like they don't have talented guys coming in to fill in. And sometimes, take Ohio State last year. They lost all those guys in the NFL and replaced them with really good players and had a very good year. So I expect the same from Michigan. But if you ask me right now on paper, I would say it's Penn State. But, again, flip a coin, because going to Ann Arbor in late November is never fun.
Thank you very much, Matt McCoy. I can't wait to college football season.
Yeah, man. It's coming. Camp starts here on Thursday. So, it is here. The summer is officially over, I think.
Thanks a lot, man.
You guys take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.